Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce is on holiday. He's heliskiing in British Columbia trying to recapture his fading youth. I'm Wayne Levine of Better Men Coaching. I do the men's room segment with Bruce each week, and today I'm taking over. Well, more about that in a moment. Follow Bruce on Twitter at Bruce Salin, and please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Stay in the loop and sign up to receive Bruce's new newsletter. You can also see the latest Because I Said So comic strip at brucesalin.com. Today it's called Dad Does the Laundry. And a new feature on brucesalin.com is his vlog, I'm Not That Dad. The current entry is called Road Trip. Also, mark your calendars for Dad Chat, April 12th, when Guy Kawasaki will be co-hosting. The month of April is the one-year anniversary of Dad Chat. It's become, according to Bruce, the biggest and most successful parenting chat on Twitter. April 12th is not to be missed with author, technology, and social media guru Guy Kawasaki, who's also a father of four. It's now time for the A Dad's Point of View Life Lesson. Let's see what Bruce has to say today.
You got to action to weigh the positive elimi. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Boy. Bring gloom down.
I'm Bruce Salin, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Couples should tell the truth to each other. Have you gone out with another couple after having a fight with your spouse? What if they also had a fight? What would happen? You'd all put on your best behavior and pretend there was nothing wrong. Then you'd all get in your cars, berate your spouse for not being like the other couple. What if you actually shared your issues, discussed your conflict? Wouldn't that be terrific? To know and discuss real problems rather than ignore them? Think about it. I'm Bruce Salin. Find me at brucesalin.com and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salin, that's one of you.
Well, or just have another glass of wine and forget the whole thing. No, actually, I agree with Bruce. I mean, it's better to be honest and open, but it ain't easy. It's tough enough in a relationship just with your significant other. But when you start bringing other couples in, that's tougher. But at least it shows you where you've got work to do. So good piece of advice, Bruce. Now on to today's show. We're going to be talking to men about men, which makes sense because that's what I do. I coach men at Better Men Coaching to be the best men, fathers, and husbands, and leaders they can be. I work with men at my center in Agoura Hills, California, as well as on the phone and Skype, to men all over the continent and the world. We even have phone groups for men in outlying areas who don't have the support they need locally to be the best men they can be. So today we've got three chapters in today's show, and in each we'll focus on a particular stage in many men's lives, and we'll be joined in each segment by two men, two better men, guys who are involved in the work that we do. They'll each tell us a bit about what brought them to men's work, what men's work means to them, how this work with other men has impacted their lives, and why they continue to maintain these trusting relationships with men. The first chapter will focus on fatherhood, and we'll be joined, God willing, by a man who just became a first-time dad 2 days ago. In fact, I think he's on his way home from the hospital with his wife and baby right now, but he's a committed man, so I expect we'll hear from him. We'll also have another dad joining us. Chapter two will focus on men making changes in their lives while currently in a long-term committed relationship. What are the special challenges facing men who are now going to essentially change the rules on the women they love? And chapter three will focus on men and divorce. What can this work, this support from other men, offer men who are approaching, in the middle of, or in the aftermath of divorce? I want to take a couple of minutes now just telling you a little bit about my story and how I got involved in this work. And I'm hoping that between my story and what you hear from the other men, you'll see the value, especially men, you'll see the value of developing relationships, developing trust, developing a circle and community of men where you can give and get, where you can have a place to say what's on your mind, deal with your anxieties, your fears, your feelings, and get the support of other men so that you can go home and be, as we like to say, in your power around being the best father and husband that you can be. It was many years ago that I was invited to an open house of a men's organization by a buddy of mine. He didn't tell me much about it. He just said, you know, you're going to enjoy this. Why don't you just come be with the men? So I went to this place, and we were inside this cavernous building, and 40 guys were playing dodgeball with 3 balls, 10 balls. I don't remember what it was, but it was crazy. We had a lot of fun. And when we sat down, the men started talking about things. They started talking about serious topics in their lives. And for the first time in my life, I think I was 33, I heard men talking in a way I had never heard before. I'd just never been in the presence of men talking about what was really going on for them. That began a process for me. I did a men's weekend and found my passion. And years later, I got rid of the business I was in, and I thought, let me see if I can make a go of this. And that was over a decade ago, and so far, so good. I think that I resonated with the work so much because of my own personal history. I was 9 when my father died, and I was left with a mom who, though doing the best she could, was very angry. She was very angry because her husband left her with 3 boys. And so I grew up in this environment, a very negative environment, where essentially men were hated. My mother never got over the fact of her husband leaving her. And you know, I believe that their relationship wasn't strong to begin with. And so I grew up without a man in the house. I grew up without that mentoring. And really, I learned to see the world through my mother's eyes, which is what we talk about when we talk about being feminized, men being feminized. It's, in my mind, seeing the world through your mother's eyes instead of being able to see the world through a man's eyes. And it's an issue for a lot of men because there are a lot of single moms and there are a lot of men, fathers, who are just not present. So the boys really get too much input on one side and not enough, and they're out of balance. And the men that I work with, coaching in men's groups, we all have that in common, that what we need is to be in the company of other men and really get filled up with that masculinity because we just didn't have it growing up. People often believe that, you know, counseling and this kind of work is about blaming, and when we get together, it's not about blaming. It's about understanding and then figuring out, well, what is it that we can do to be the best men we can be? And because men are so isolated, trying to do it alone, everything we're trying to do alone, because that's what we think we're supposed to do, when we need help, there's no one to turn to. And what happens is men, more often than not, if they're in a committed relationship, will lean on their women to receive all the support that they need. And what that does is slowly it chips away at the relationship. It destroys the intimacy, and it destroys relationships. So fundamentally what we have to offer the men is a place to go to deal with all their stuff, to get clear about it, and then to go home and be that strong man, compassionate, loving, present man that wives and children so desperately need. So we are going to talk to several men, as long as they call in, from all points, all over the country today, and see what they have to say about what the work has meant for them. So I think we're probably going to be going to a break any moment. And what I would say is stick around, because we got a lot of men showing up here.